Gordo is going to take the wireless microphone out and talk to the people here at Top Pot. Now, since you're not stationary anymore, I can't really locate you. Right. Can you tell me exactly where you are so I can get a fix on you?
I'm standing right in front of you, looking into your evil, demonic eyes.
Yes, I have you now. Yes. Okay, I can see it. Do you see him, George?
I'm the one with
right
the,
here.
Astigmatism in the right
eye. Got him.
Eye.
Yep, sure enough.
Pull up the gain there a little bit, Tony. There we go. Cool. All right. Let's talk to some of these people. How about this young lady? Can I talk to her? What's your name, ma'am?
Hannah.
How old are you, Hannah?
9.
Is your name a palindrome, or is it without the final H?
It has an H at the end.
Good. Okay. So it's spelled the same way forwards and backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And do you go to school, or are you graduated?
I'm homeschooled.
Homeschooled. Okay. So is this your dad here? Dad, what religious cult are you a part of? That's what people always think of when they think of homeschool.
Part of Jonestown.
Good Lord. So you have 3 kids here. Are they all homeschooled? Well, not the little baby.
He's bottle schooled,
yes.
Right?
Well,
now.
He's only 4, so he's technically not in school yet. But okay. My wife still does letters and numbers and everything, math.
Now, it seems like a beating to do the homeschool deal. I mean, it seems like you want to force your kids out of the house.
My wife seems to enjoy it, so that she went to college. She's got a master's education, so she continues to.
Yeah, what is he in charge of? What is dad in charge of?
What do you do?
I'm a police officer.
Indeed. Thank you for your service.
I'm in a part of their educational process. Do you teach them some classes, too? Or?
Teach them how to shoot a gun?
No, gun safety, for the most part.
Yeah.
So and
you weren't one of the officers that shot Jabari, are you?
No. I was at a barbecue at the time, saw it on CNN.
You know the guys that shot Jabari.
Uh-oh, wireless. No. Oh, dear.
There we go. What's that? Do you know the guys that shot Jabari?
They were our SWAT team guys, yes.
Wow.
Man, it was the SWAT team.
Were they coming back bragging about it?
Want to come.
Oh, they were. Oh, my goodness.
No, they weren't bragging.
So you're Dallas police, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, how long have you been on the force?
14 years.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Gordon.
Me for a second. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here.
That's assault. He's assaulting her.
What are you doing?
Jeez.
You physically assaulted her.
I know,
man,
I did.
She took off.
She did. She was running. She's still running out there.
I've never seen anyone more frightened of you in my life.
Women.
Oh, I thought that was her boyfriend.
Oh, look, you just came in. Look behind you.
It's TC.
Oh, well, he is a Top Pot fan.
Look at him. Getting straight in line. Just make a beeline for them donuts over there.
Recall.
Yeah.
Recall.
All right, let's talk to this guy over here. How you doing, sir?
Fine, thank you.
So you got an OU cap on. Did you go there?
Yes, and I was almost afraid to wear it.
Uh-huh.
So, but
that was a tough one. Yeah,
that was a tough one on Saturday.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, it was.
What you do for a living?
I own my own business. Business.
Uh-oh. Oh, you own your own business what?
Business.
Whoa! Stop it.
It's getting worse.
I'm trying to make a sound effect here. For
come on. Now, what is it?
Mocking Corby.
Conglomerate or corporation or
consulting?
Company?
Yes.
Consulting. Okay. All right. So yes. Now, and you smell like you had a pretty hard night last night. Is that true?
No.
This morning, huh?
Early. Yeah.
Already dipping into it this morning a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Spiking the coffee early.
Yeah. So, are you married?
No.
That a boy.
Ever been married?
Yes.
Way to go, Gordon.
Sorry to hear about it. At least you guys didn't have kids, though, did you?
No kids.
Good. How long were you married?
6 years.
And what happened?
Spendaholic. If Neiman Marcus would have sold coffee and groceries, she never would have shopped any place else.
All right. Well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, sorry to hear about it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, but I'm happier now.
Are you pretty popular on Tinder?
What's Tinder? What's Tinder?
What about Grindr?
I don't know about Grindr either.
Okay, all right.
What about lemonparty.com?
What's
your thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stop it.
Stop it. All right. Let's talk to this guy here. How are you, sir?
All right. How are you?
You look like a generic businessman, are you?
Exactly.
And what do you do?
Sales.
Ooh.
Boy, nice and generic.
All right.
What's your first name? Is it generic, too?
David.
Oh.
Yeah, very generic. Okay. And David, are you married?
I am.
And what's your wife's first name?
Lisa.
Oh, my gosh. This is the most generic couple ever. And how many kids do you have?
Two.
That is so generic.
And do you drive a two-door or a four-door?
Actually, a two-door.
Whoa, okay. Now he's getting wild. And what kind of car is it? Is it foreign or domestic?
Foreign.
And what is it?
Infiniti.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
Very
nice
reasonable.
Right.
And what part of town do you live in?
Currently Plano.
What does that mean, currently Plano?
Thinking about moving.
Well, I might decide to move. You know, that's consideration. Yeah.
And what are you working on here? I notice you got your iPad. You know, Craig says the iPad has failed.
I know he doesn't want one. That's right. I think he said he would never have one. But
you're going to hate that.
This came with work, so.
See, it was forced on.
Generic work here.
Yeah, so but it came with work.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
Hey, David said he's going to be in London when we're in London.
Really?
Oh, he's going to the game.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll try to avoid you. That's great. That's great.
I'll say hi to you over there, David.
And then finally, let me talk to a little four-year-old here. How you doing, man?
Good.
What's your name?
Eli.
Eli. And you're 4 years of age?
I'm four.
You're four.
Four.
Okay.
Not
Can,
four.
Do you know your ABCs?
Yes.
Can you do them for me? Come on. I'll give you the first letter. A. Come on.
He's pointing at his dad.
You can sing it if you need to. That's what I have to do. A, B.
Oh,
he's hiding his head.
What about
numbers? You know numbers, don't you?
You know your numbers, buddy.
You know your numbers better. Can you count to 10?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Man,
nine,
that was fast.
9?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, that is correct. 9 does come after 8. All right. Do you know your, Eli, who's your favorite singer?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Right? And do you know what's the name of one of his songs?
Baby, baby.
baby.
Can you sing some of it?
Baby, 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 no, like baby.
You're doing well. Yeah, that's great.
That was
great.
Really good.
That's great. Well, thank you, Eli. Can you do me a favor? Can you say, I never listen to bad radio on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket?
I never watched it before.
I never listen.
I never listen to it.
Bad radio.
Yeah.
Bad radio.
Did
you say bad radio?
Bad radio.
It's just too funny.
It's just
too funny. He's
just
cracked
up. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Eli. Thank you. There's some of the people here at Top Golf, I think.
Top Pot. Yeah. Top Golf. Eli's the first guy to think those liners are actually funny. So that's really good.
Shot across the bow of our midday show.
Bob and Dan will know it's a joke.
Would you try to focus a little bit?